Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And today we are discussing the Notre Dame Vision Summer Conferences for high school students with high school senior Stephen Wolf from Bulger, PA, and John Weiland, who is the youth minister at St. James Parish in Swickley. Stephen and John, good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Good morning, Father.
And Notre Dame Vision, I can attest to it because being a participant as the former pastor at St. James in Swickley, I went for 5 years. And John, you were with me last year, and Stephen, you went with me for a couple of those years. Notre Dame Vision is a wonderful summer camp experience that Notre Dame University hosts, and they use their students as mentors, and it's just a great summer camp for high school students. Would you agree, Stephen?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And John?
I totally agree.
And I want to focus on that today. And Stephen, you attended Notre Dame Vision for 3 straight summers, and why did you decide to go for the first time? And I'm going to talk about Notre Dame Vision Plus is for the returning students. So let's focus on why did you want to go for the first time, and then what was it like coming back as a second and third time?
Yeah, well, so I went the first time, I think the year after my older brother started going to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom saw there was something called Notre Dame Vision. She wanted us to do it the year before, but we didn't get to. And so she's like, it looks like this would be a good thing to do. And I'd been to retreats before, and I thought it'd be an awesome thing to do. I didn't realize what I was getting into. And I, so the initial experience, it was enlightening, to say the least, honestly. I went there, and I'm like, oh, wow. You know, Notre Dame's beautiful. I'm here. I'm on campus. I enjoyed myself. I got there the first day, and I was like, all right, this will be good. We were doing icebreakers, and we were having a good time. And I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And then we got into small groups, and I'm like, well, look at this. Answering the questions that they ask in the small groups really started to get me thinking about, wow, I am not lax in my faith, but like this could be the start of a journey for me. And that first experience really got me thinking that, you know, there was so much more that I needed to learn as a Catholic. And I loved it. When I came home, I was like really pumped because it was such a faith-filled experience for me.
So you were really, your eyes were opened.
Eyes were open, absolutely.
First timer, you had no idea what you were walking into. Yeah. Is this going to be like a Bible camp, vacation Bible school? But it was a total
new mm-hmm. experience for you. And then to meet youth from literally all around the country.
Absolutely.
Not just from St. James and Swickley, mm-hmm. but kids from all across the country. And it was really neat to see how complete strangers on Monday and then total friends on Friday. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had we break into small groups with six or seven people who you really get to know very, very well by the end of the week. And on Friday, you write them letters that talk about, you know, what are their strengths, how do they bless you, and what you hope for them in the future. So, like, you come in on Monday not knowing any of them, and by the end of the week, you're writing letters to them about all this personal stuff that you've seen about them.
And then let's reflect on your second and your third time that you went, because you already went through the program, you were mm-hmm. called Vision Plus.
Yeah.
Is it different the second and third time around?
Yeah, it definitely is different the second and third time around. It's also different with the mentors. Hmm. So the mentors the first time around are what we'll call them first-time mentors. And then when you're a Vision Plus student, they become Vision Plus mentors.
That's
so
awesome.
So when you become a Vision Plus student, you get put with a mentor who was either there last year or did it before. And what they do is, especially in the small groups, they ask you questions in relation to the previous year. So they'll ask you something. It'll be like, how did your answer change from last year? And one of the big things is, why are you here again? What do you want to get out of Notre Dame the second year? Or the third year.
Yeah. And John, as a youth minister, you attended Notre Dame Vision for the first time last year, and you just returned this year. As a youth minister, what is your experience of the program from the adult perspective?
From the adult perspective, I mean, I had not been to a camp like that for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So when I went there, I was expecting, from my past experiences, it to be a lot of fun, but a lot maybe not a lot for the adults. And when I got there, we broke off into small groups. We were with people from all over the country, people that were in positions like myself, people that were educators, people that were just individuals who were part of the church that went there as chaperones. But when I was there, I realized that they were all Catholic, and being in that type of place really put me in a position to learn a little bit more about my faith and be able to help grow my youth group that I'm in charge of, mm-hmm. and bring some of that information back to them.
And the adults have a separate program from the kids. So like the youth ministers, teachers, parents, chaperones. So there's a total separate program for the adults while the kids are off on their program. The adults have theirs too, and then they blend some activities and events too.
They do. Together. I mean, we go to these meetings and we are given a book when we get there of all the activities. And I mean, the book is relatively thick, and you think to yourself, day one, how are we going to get through all this stuff? But I mean, it is very intensive, and it is very it opens you up to really start to think about, you know, who you are, how am I supposed to lead the people that we're in charge of. But it also, you're looking at yourself and saying, am I doing enough to be Catholic? And am I doing enough to be closer to God? And I think that this whole program for the adults allows you that opportunity to reflect on those types of things.
Mm-hmm. And Stephen, I know they focus a lot on prayer, one's vocation, self-love, families. You say that you're in a small group, so I guess a lot of personal things really come out.
Absolutely.
Like a support group. Do you want to reflect on how that has helped you and changed you with your faith?
So I think the most important part of Notre Dame Vision is the small groups, because you're in there with a group of six or seven people and a mentor, and they're asking you questions about your, you know, prayer, vocation, all these things. They're trying to get you to really think about and verbalize, not only think about, but also verbalize who you are, all in an effort to then say, well, who do you want to be, you know? And so for me, when I would answer questions, because it would be hard to mm-hmm. answer these questions because they're difficult questions, especially to tell to other people who you really don't know. And answering those questions, again, they got me thinking about my faith and how I could improve my faith life.
John, on the bus ride home is a very interesting phenomenon that happens. You know, going out, everyone's in their little cliques, or the kids that they go to high school with, or the eighth graders that just have graduated going into ninth grade, because this is ninth through 12th grade. But the bus ride home is totally different, because you ask each kid to stand up and individually process how their week went. Do you see a change from Monday through that Friday bus ride coming home?
I think that experience actually begins before that, mm-hmm. and because right now, even dealing with some of the eighth graders that are going to be going on this trip, they're asking questions, and they're excited, but yet they're still nervous, and they're worried about, you know, who am I going to room with, and how is this experience is going to be. But on that bus ride home, when they're standing up there and they're talking to you about what happened during that week, they're getting it out. They're letting everybody know, like, I met this person from California, or I met this person from Iowa, and I didn't know that they have the same struggles that I do. And they're able to explain to talk to the other kids, because they're not all in the same group together.
Right, they're all different groups. Right.
Right. So when they're doing that, they have these conversations, and it's almost like it was a revival for them, and they're super excited, and they all of them say, I can't wait to go back till next year. And even some of our 12th graders last year, I remember, like, they were sad that they couldn't go back again.
They wanted to come back again. And we did have a returning. We had a high school senior that came back as a chaperone 2 years ago. So it's really neat just to see how the kids, you know, their eyes light up when the bus pulls up into campus there, Geddes Hall. You go and they go to their dorms. The girls are in one dorm, the boys are in the other. And then the groups split, and then you meet your other people. And then there's that program for the adults. And then boom. It just naturally happens, and it's just a wonderful event. National Catholic speakers come in from around the country during the week, team building projects. So Notre Dame Vision really it's just a well-crafted program that the kids and the adults really blossom. Would you agree, John?
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing about that program is the fact that you have these kids who are forced to talk about themselves and talk about the social pressures that they're facing, and be able to come back and maybe talk to a friend and profess their Catholic faith. And there are many Catholics out there that don't go to Catholic church anymore. Mm-hmm. And they come back and they start talking to them. And next thing you know, maybe one or two kids are going next year because of the excitement that they were able to build because of Notre Dame Vision.
They come back and they're on fire.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Back with more Catholic Education Plus in a moment, right here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, administrator of St. Bede Parish in Point Breeze. And this morning we are talking about Notre Dame Vision. And we have Stephen Wolf from Bulger, Pennsylvania, and John Weiland, who is the youth minister at St. James Parish in Swickley. And Stephen and John, as we talked in the first segment about what it's like about the atmosphere and the groups of what happens on campus at Notre Dame Vision. This second segment, I want to focus on, let's talk a little bit about, Stephen, you mentioned about, as a young person growing up today, especially in the Catholic faith, the journey has changed, and there's a lot of pressures. Maybe a lot of kids your age don't want to go to church or don't like church, mm-hmm. or families don't pray. Let's focus. How did Notre Dame Vision really help you with your prayer life? I mean, you come from a very good Catholic family. Your mom and dad and your brothers and your sister come to Mass every week. But how has Notre Dame Vision really kept that fire, that flame burning?
Well, first things first, I still don't think I have a good enough prayer life.
Oh.
But Notre Dame, as we said before, asking you these questions about, you know, prayer and vocation, and when you answer these questions at Notre Dame, you think of things that you didn't even really know about yourself. You're like discovering yourself when you answer these questions. And for me, as for my prayer life, especially with Notre Dame, with the help of Notre Dame Vision, I evaluate myself all the time. That's something Notre Dame Vision has helped me to do, is evaluate, because of the questions, evaluate maybe where am I doing really, really well when it comes to prayer life, and do I pray every day? You know, and of course prayer is different for everybody, and it might be just a couple minutes, of really, really thoughtful prayer that that I pray every day. But because of Notre Dame, because of those questions that they ask you, I can really think about how well I'm doing and where I'm going with prayer.
And John, as a youth minister, and also you work in education with the Cornell School District in your regular job, you are around youth and young adults. Let's talk a focus on how social media really has changed the way young people really grow up. Do you want to reflect on the pressures that you see both in your professional job and then also as a youth minister, how that has really changed with the youth growing up today?
Well, I think with social media, one of the things that I've noticed is that kids are more apt to post their personal lives all over the place. And, you know, we've always had issues where kids worry about what they wear and who they're seen with. But it's even more prevalent now because they'll throw a picture up there, and that person might—they're not pictures of kids at church. They're kids of out doing things, and so somebody, if they don't get enough likes on Facebook, or if they don't get enough enough friends on Snapchat or whatever social media that they're on, Instagram, whatever that might be, they get upset about it. Mm-hmm. So it becomes this jealousy that starts to take place where these kids have a tendency to idolize themselves more than they idolize God. And so it's very difficult for them to get into a situation where you don't have social media. Like my son's in eighth grade, going into ninth. This is the first year that he's ever had social media. And we monitor it, but I don't think most parents do. So it's very difficult for social media being out there. It's a very difficult choice for parents to make because they want their kids to still remain popular. But at the same time, they don't monitor it enough to see what's going on. And it can be troublesome.
So the peer pressure really is hot out there with
very,
kids.
It's very difficult, yeah.
They don't like me, or I don't have enough attention. Or if they post something derogatory towards them, you know, a lot of feelings. Bullying, cyberbullying is a very big problem.
Cyberbullying is very difficult to overcome, and one of the things is that there are people out there that don't understand that generation's lingo. So a parent may look at, if a parent does look at it and see something negative on there, it may be just the way that those two kids communicate. And unfortunately, parents get involved and overhype something.
And Stephen, have you seen this kind of pressure through social media with your own personal life and your friends and your siblings?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the big reasons. Like when you come to Notre Dame Vision and you get put into this small group, you're like, you have to answer these questions that are very personal to you. And because, I mean, for a lot of these people, they've had social media. They mm-hmm. know what it's like to, you know, have their personal life be picked on.
Sure.
And so it's really, really difficult to start out. But then you get to Notre Dame and Vision, and you're like talking about your personal life with this small group, and everybody else is sharing their own personal life, and you're like, well, you know, maybe it's not, you know, the worst thing in the world to, you know, share with people who really want to hear what I have to say and people who are sharing with me.
Now, Stephen, you're getting ready to attend Notre Dame this fall.
Yeah.
Not as a Notre Dame Vision student, but really as a student. You'll be studying economics, and congratulations on
your graduation. I'm so excited.
This year. And now your faith journey will continue now with college. How will you keep working at it and keep growing?
Well, one of the biggest things I always wanted to do, I'm always too busy to do this, but I wanted to, maybe not every day, but I wanted to go to daily mass at least twice a week. And at Notre Dame, I remember them telling us at one of the information sessions with my older brother, they have like more masses a week than the Vatican does. And I know that that's definitely something that will help me in my spiritual journey. But even just being there with all the people, and that's one of Notre Dame's big mission statements. It's a big one, is they want to be a force for change in the world, the greatest force for change in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think Notre Dame's the best anyway, of course.
And I think that you won't be shortchanged at all with the number of masses. I think every dorm has a chapel.
Every dorm.
There's a priest on campus. That basilica is beautiful. The bells ring every hour. There's so many opportunities.
So many places to go, like the grotto especially.
Yeah. The grotto is awesome. And even a lot of the office buildings and classroom buildings have chapels too. And so they call it Catholic Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I can see why they do.
Yeah.
And John, you and I went last year. We had a great time walking around the campus and just taking in the atmosphere. It's a heavenly place, isn't it?
It was jubilant. I mean, the kids are, when they did have some downtime, they had like an ice cream social right after we went to the grotto, if you remember. And I mean, the kids were just pumped up. It was almost like, how do you get these kids to go to bed?
Right,
and
they were all excited.
And, so it's amazing to go there. I would recommend anybody that is interested in exploring their Catholic faith as a child to look into Notre Dame Vision, because it is a wonderful experience. And the fact that they have four sessions throughout the summer, we go to the first one. There's plenty of time for them to.
And any youth ministers listening or teachers that are looking for some type of summer camp program for their youth, that's definitely an option to look at. And they can Google Notre Dame Vision, and has all the criteria, all the different aspects that Notre Dame Vision has. And again, it's four separate weeks that you can choose from. And hopefully we'll get a larger contingent from Pittsburgh to go next year and the following years.
Yes.
I think it'd be very well placed. Would you agree?
I totally agree, yeah.
And Stephen, would you agree
too? Yeah, absolutely.
And you're following in your brother Will's footsteps. Mm-hmm. He just graduated.
He did, and now
you're,
get to go to Notre Dame.
You're coming on campus too, so you're taking some good, valuable lessons with you. And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
In your college year. And John, thanks for all that you do for your youth ministry at St. James and Swickley.
Thanks.
And we'll be back in a moment right here on KDK Radio for Catholic Education Plus. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring Quo Vadis Days, What It Does It Mean to Be a Catholic Man. This will be held July 15th and 16th at Cardinal Ward North Catholic High School up in Cranberry. And a registration is only $40. And you can visit PittsburghPriest.com by July 3rd. That's just in another week or so, to get registered for Quo Vadis Days. This is a great retreat for men discerning about possibly a priest or a permanent deacon. You get a great fraternity. They have sports activities, mass, Eucharistic adoration, great speakers. And it's for high school men, those who are just entering the ninth grade this coming fall, all the way up until the 12th grade. And again, that will be held on July 15th and 16th at Cardinal Royal North Catholic High School. That's right off of 228 in Cranberry Township. You get brotherhood, you get mass, sports, adoration, dynamic talks. It's a great little two-day retreat to get you energized for the summer and really kick back and get ready for the fall. So that's Quo Vadis Days, July 15th and 16th, Cardinal Ward North Catholic High School in Cranberry. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.